93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner. It is the Tay and Jay Show Wednesday edition. And this little game we're playing.
We're playing it against you because you have no idea who our mystery guest is.
This is like Battleship, and I never win Battleship. So I'm sitting here in my head for the last 12 hours, have tried to figure out who this is going to be. And to this point, I still don't know who the mystery guest is.
So we're bringing on our mystery guest right now. We're talking about Shaq. And Okay. Our mystery guest joining us now knows a lot about the NBA. So what do you think, mystery guest, about Shaq and where he ranks of all-time players?
Shaq had an unbelievable career. He changed the way the big man plays. And I definitely think he's in the top 10 of all time. You know, they talk about Wilt Chamberlain in his era, but Shaq was as good, if not as dominant, as Wilt Chamberlain during his era. And the success that he brought to Orlando Magic, Los Angeles Lakers, Miami Heat, and Boston Celtics was very, very impressive.
Interesting, because I think I've pegged who the mystery guest is. however, we are going to now tell everybody they can start calling to win the four tickets to the Cardinals Cubs. So we're not going to give the guest name away just yet. We've got to make sure we get a winner, right?
Yeah. Opening the phone lines, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. We'll be back to talk more, because we all know who this mystery guest is now.
Yes.
We all know his voice. We hear it all the time on TV. So we'll be back to talk a little more with our mystery guest.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, and we would like to... Mike's got a question for you, Jeremy, if you can help him out. We would like to congratulate Gary Duden of Gifford. He correctly guessed who our mystery guest is. And mystery guest, I believe, this is Mr. Steve Bardo. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourself?
Doing great. And Steve, you are a well-known voice in this area because our phone lines just lit up when you spoke. So our Illini fans still love you down here.
Well, I appreciate that. I still love them as well. So it's good to be wanted.
I had the pleasure last October of being at an insurance seminar in Springfield, and Steve Bardo was our guest speaker and did a tremendous job. And I wanted to go say hi to him, except I was late for a class, and he was being bombarded by 200 other people. So, Steve, I didn't even come and say hi to you, but you did a heck of a job. I mean, among other things, you're going around speaking. What are you up to these days besides touring the world for ESPN?
Well, like you said, doing a lot of speaking and trying to work with our young people and, you know, just trying to utilize my time and give back. I had so many people help me along my way, and I'm just trying to do the same thing.
Well, it's awesome to hear you, and it's incredible what you've done. Of course, you played in the NBA. How many years in the NBA?
Had a couple coffee breaks with Dallas, Detroit, and San Antonio. So, yeah, I had a little bit of time up there, but mostly overseas.
And we're talking about Shaq, Steve. And did you ever play against him, and what was he like as a player in the NBA, especially in those early years, and especially when he did that three-peat with L.A.?
I did have a chance to play against Shaq, and I'll tell a funny story. Shaq actually came to Illinois on a visit and was, we were in his top three. And I was after practice standing on the assembly hall floor and things just started getting dark. And I didn't understand what was going on. And I turned around and this huge high school senior named Shaquille O'Neal was standing there. So, I've known Shaquille for quite a while. And, he was an unbelievable athlete at his size to move the way he did at 300-plus pounds with the skill set that he had was unbelievable.
Talking with former Illini, flying Illini,
yes,
Stephen Bardo now on ESPN, of course, calling a lot of college basketball games. And is he going to be joining you soon on the four-letter network there, Stephen? It seems like he just has that personality that he'll do great at that level of broadcasting.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, I don't rule out TNT either.
Right.
Because I know they let people be themselves as evidence of Charles Barkley. So, you know, I think Shaq could bring quite a bit of charisma to whoever he decides to go with. But I'm anxiously waiting to hear how he does, because I think he'll bring a lot of knowledge as well as entertainment to the broadcast.
How important is that as a broadcaster, to be yourself, to be open like that?
Oh, it's tremendously important because fans are knowledgeable. You know, fans have been watching sports for years, and they have the things that they like, they have things they don't like, and when somebody can come through and they're genuine, it jumps off the screen, and so it would be very important for him if he decided to do that to not get caught up in the semantics and the mechanics, but just bring the knowledge and let his personality shine through, because we all know what kind of guy he is and how jovial the big, what he would call himself, the big Aristotle. Yeah. So
Diesel,
I'm looking forward to seeing some of that on the air.
Well, Steve, when it comes to broadcasting, you do an awful good job yourself. And is that something that, when did you know? Was it while you were playing? Was it while you were in college? Was it when you were in Carbondale? When did you know or think to yourself, I could do this?
You know, it was actually as a junior in high school, because I thought I was going to be an electrical engineer. And me and chemistry didn't get along too well. So I figured I had to do something else. And I love sports. I love running my mouth at the time. So I figured if I could learn the mechanics of the business, that would be something I'd really enjoy. And I was very fortunate to have a lot of help along the way, you know, getting into the field. But,
sure.
You know, I love it. And, that chemistry class that I almost flunked, got me on the right career path.
There you go. That's a good way to look at that. Are you surprised, or what was your first thought when you got this with ESPN and you're traveling all over? I mean, literally from coast to coast doing basketball games. What's been the toughest part? What's been the best part of doing something like that?
The toughest part is to keep up on the research that you need, because even though you're covering a particular conference, you have to really stay on top of the college basketball landscape. So the research is probably the toughest thing. The travel part is not too bad for me, because I'm was used to traveling like that, being a professional athlete.
Sure.
And so probably the research and just really making sure that, you know, you take care of people on the air. And what I mean by that is you want to get guys' stories correct. You want to get their background correct, because their mothers, their fathers, their families are watching. And, you know, I remember how important that was to my family.
Right.
When I was playing college basketball, that someone got my mom's name right, or, you know, knew what my dad was doing. That's extremely important. And that's kind of what I think is really big about college basketball.
Talking with former Flying Illini and now ESPN college basketball analyst Stephen Bardo. And Stephen, one thing I think a lot of people appreciate about you is you speak your mind when it comes to what's going on in college basketball and sports in general. And a lot of us reacting to what happened with Jim Tressel's resignation at Ohio State. As a guy who's been in college athletics, been around it for a couple decades now, what was your initial reaction to that? And what's kind of your reaction after we kind of digested this over the last couple days?
You know, I feel extremely bad for the Ohio State program, because I think that there's a way of thinking that you've got to cheat in order to be successful. And, you know, call me naive, but I still think that you can get it done without cheating. And for a program that's going to eventually, this is only my opinion, that's eventually going to lose Gene Smith, their athletic director, and Gordon B., their president, because of lack of institutional control, it's going to have a tremendous effect on that program for years to come. And I think they're going to get hit, maybe not like SMU did back in the 80s, but they're going to get hit severely. And I just feel bad for the student athletes that are going to get caught up in all that, and it will tarnish that program. And, you know, we got to be honest, that's the crown jewel of the Big Ten.
Yeah, sure.
So that's going to have an amazing effect on the Big Ten as a whole, with Ohio State going down like that.
So is this an Ohio State problem, or is this an NCAA problem? And this could this be a catalyst for maybe overhaul change? I know some people are saying the Big Ten talking about maybe paying players more for more than just the scholarship.
Well, I think Jim Delaney has always been out in front of the issues in terms of conference commissioners around the country. And when he suggests trying to have a stipend for student athletes, he knew what was going down at Ohio State. He knew what was coming down the pike. And so I think that eventually that's going to have to get done. You know, I argue with my father all the time. He's on amateurism committee at NCAA, and we go back and forth about whether college athletes should get paid or not. And so I think it's a matter of time. I think Ohio State is going to blow the cover off of maybe a few other institutions, and I think that it's long overdue that college athletes start getting some sort of stipend. We don't want them to get rich. That's not the issue here. The issue is just to try to eliminate some of these under the table things that allow student athletes just to live, enjoy their college experience, and also to benefit from some of the money that they're generating for these universities.
Sure. And Stephen, do you think though would that not eventually get abused? However,
you know what, it's such a competitive business,
right,
that it's not going to eliminate everything. But I do think that it can help push it back a little bit.
Right.
If you're UConn, Ohio State, Kansas, and North Carolina in basketball, and Texas, Alabama, Georgia, these schools, Michigan, Ohio State, and football, you're trying to get the elite of the elite. And this activity that is being shown at Ohio State, this has been going on forever. I mean, it was going on when I was in school. And so will it totally take away that activity? Probably not, but I think it will really, really help quite a bit and take a little bit of pressure off some of these institutions that are trying to compete at the elite level.
So, Stephen Bartle, when you were in school, was it tough to get by? I mean, I know some kids probably better off than others because of their families, but was it tough for some of these kids to get by, to pay for meals, to go out and at least have a decent Friday night, to go to the movies, something like that?
You know, we used to get what's called a Pell Grant, and we would get a certain amount of money each semester. And so you're giving an 18-year-old maybe $1,000 or $1,500 and expecting them to spread that over a four-month period. Well, 18-year-olds don't have money management skills. And so, you know, it looks as though, oh, that's a great idea, but you're giving a kid that doesn't have any money management skills, you're trying to give them money and then have them take care of themselves over an extended period of time. We have adults that can't do that, let alone student-athletes. So
exactly.
I think that something monthly would be much more effective than the old-school way of just giving out a little bit of a Pell Grant at the beginning of the semester and expecting these guys to figure it out.
Well, Stephen Bartle, we're going to ask you if you could sit through one more break with us. Will you mind?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all.
Before we get there, we got about a minute left because I've got a topic, and it's the Illini Athletic Director, one I want to address with you after the break. But how about these NBA Finals real quick to wrap up this minute? Now that Nowitzki's hurt, now that Miami's up 1-0, is it the Heat all the way easy?
I think the Heat are going to win. I don't know if it's going to be exactly easy because you're still looking at Sean Marion,
sure,
Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler. These guys are veterans, and they're not going to go down easy. But I do think that Miami is just too strong, and LeBron James has eclipsed Kobe Bryant, in my mind, is the top player in the NBA, and he's having a coming-out party this series.
You got about 30 seconds, Stephen. Have you seen a team play defense like this? And who's the last team you saw that closes out on shooters like they do?
Really, the Chicago Bulls with
Scotty
and Michael. They called them the Doberman because they were so fast and they closed out so well in their defensive rotation. The Heat are just, they made a commitment to playing D, and they're so long that you don't get many options, as the Chicago Bulls found out last round.
Exactly. All right, Stephen Bartle, we're going to break for Wall Street. We'll bring you back. We'll talk about the Illinois Athletic Director. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, thank you, Steve. Back on the Tanjay Show. And I bet it's even hot in Chicago. I bet. That's what I'm guessing. Stephen Bartle is our guest today on the Tanjay Show, our mystery guest. And we want to thank Gary Duden of Gifford. He won 4 tickets to the Cardinals-Cubs baseball game this Saturday, also Tay Day. So, Gary, we'll have to come find the Tay-Day crew. How about that? That'll be fun. He'd probably want to avoid that. But Stephen Bartle, you are with us, and we're having a blast here. And I wanted to ask you, the Illini Athletic Director position coming open now, did that shock you when you heard the news about Ron Gunther stepping down?
No, I wasn't surprised. There has been rumors that Ron was wanting to be out a couple years ago. And, he's had a tremendous run, longest tenured AD in the Big Ten. 19 years, he's done a tremendous job for Illinois, and I think that time had run its course, and I think he felt like he could probably did as much as he could do at the university during his tenure. So I wasn't surprised when I heard it.
So as a former Illinois guy, what are you looking for out of the next AD? What's your profile for what you want out of the next athletic director at Illinois?
The next athletic director, and this is no slight towards Ron Gunther, but lately the program's been run like the University of East Central Illinois. It's the University of Illinois. It represents people in Cairo, Illinois, Freeport, to Quincy on the west, and to Champaign and Danville on the east, and everything else in between. And I don't think that the brand got a little stale. I don't think that it was run quite like the flagship school of the state. And so I think Ron had his strengths, but I think one of the weaknesses is that our brand has gotten stale. And I think that we need to be more inclusive with who we get into the program. We need more voices, and we need to have Chicago be prominent once again with Illinois. We've lost a little bit of luster in Chicago with the brand and the athletic department. Now we need to refocus on getting Chicago excited again about Illinois athletics.
Especially with Northwestern calling itself Chicago's Big Ten team, right?
Hey, that's right. Jim Phillips, you can't knock him. I mean, that's a coup for Jim Phillips to be able to pull that marketing off, because he jumped at it first. And, you know, so competition is good. And I think Illinois needs to step it up.
Well, and you know Jim Phillips, so, I mean, what do you think of him maybe stepping in and taking over that spot?
Oh, I think Jim Phillips would be an excellent choice. You're talking about a guy who was my grad assistant when I played at Illinois. So, obviously, he bleeds orange and blue from an undergraduate standpoint. He went to Tennessee. He's been at Notre Dame. He's been at Arizona State. Then he was athletic director at Northern Illinois. Now he's athletic director at Northwestern. And so you talk about a guy that not only knows Illinois, but went away and saw other people do it and how they do it. He can bring all that knowledge back and do it. I think he'd be a fantastic candidate for the job.
Now, wait a minute, Stephen. I've got one other guy. How about Stephen Bardo, huh? You got the entire state on your side.
You know what, fellas? If they would offer me the job, I'd definitely listen. I mean, anybody that loves the university and has as much passion for it as I do, they would listen to it. So I would definitely listen. And I have my own ideas about what needs to be done, but I would definitely listen.
That's awesome. Well, Stephen Bardo, I got a text from TJ Wheeler. He simply put, he said, who's the best player out of Southern Illinois? So I'm going to let you answer that.
Stephen Bardo.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Heck yeah. TJ Wheeler was good, but He wasn't no Stephen Bardo back in the day.
Well, Stephen Bardo, thank you so much for coming on with us. This was excellent. I was worried all night who in the world's going to be joining us, but it was you, and this has been great. Thanks so much.
Hey, guys, hope you guys have me on sometime soon. You guys have a great show.
We'd love to, Steve. We'll be in touch.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Stephen Bardo coming on and as our mystery guest, and what a job he does. And, hey, how about him as athletic director?
Interesting.
Just got to ask him. That's all you got to do.
Right. Just go out there and ask him, I guess.
Let's chat about that next hour. All right. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.